So there's so much more to talk about, but I just want to end here with a couple of thoughts about antibody drug conjugates. Which ones are out there, and are any of them likely to come into clinical practice?
I do think they will come into clinical practice, and I hope very much in the near future. There are two, I think probably our two most exciting ADCs in terms of the data available, are sacituzumab govitecan, which is the TROP2-targeted ADC that's been studied in triple-negative disease. The toxin is SN38, the active metabolite of irinotecan. That data is actually quite encouraging, with a 30-plus percent response rate in heavily pretreated metastatic triple-negative breast cancer that appears to be reasonably durable. You know, side effects of what you would expect with chemotherapy, but able to be controlled, some hair loss and nausea, cytopenias. But we've actually figured out how to control all of those fairly easily.
I have to say, though, that, you know, when you think about the other antibody drug conjugates that are out there, T-DM1 and brentuximab and lymphomas, you don't hear that much. I mean, peripheral neuropathy and all, but you don't hear much about chemotherapy side effects. So you're saying this agent actually causes chemotherapy side effects?
It causes chemotherapy side effects, as do the two other ones that I'll talk about briefly. So there is some difference. And what that difference is due to, we're not sure. I don't think it's due to the toxin. I think it has to do with the number of drugs per antibody. So, you know, you can load up now with new linkers and new technologies more of the toxin per antibody. And that may have something to do with it. And it may have something to do with the linker and the metabolism of the linker itself. So sacituzumab actually has been studied in a phase 3 trial called the ASCENT trial, which is mostly completed accrual. There's a little bit of PK work going on, but it completed the main study accrual, randomizing to sacituzumab versus treatment of physician choice in patients who received at least two lines of prior chemotherapy for metastatic disease. So a really bad situation for our patients. And we're really excited to see that data, I hope, next year from this ASCENT trial. Sacituzumab is also being tested now in the TROPICS trial in hormone receptor positive disease, where there was some very encouraging data as well recently presented. So that's one ADC, I think, has very encouraging data in triple-negative disease. The second ADC actually has been tested in HER2-positive disease, trastuzumab DS8201. That has a novel toxin, exatecan, derivative, and linked to a trastuzumab, essentially biosimilar. And that has shown some really remarkable responses in patients who have resistant HER2-positive disease. But in patients who had a new category of cancer that's been defined really by this agent called HER2-low disease, 1-plus and 2-plus expression, no FISH amplification, those patients also had a very impressive response that seemed to be quite durable. A subset of patients with triple-negative disease will have 1-plus expression of HER2 by IHC and could be eligible for that agent. There's now a phase 3 trial going on comparing DS8201 to treatment of physician choice in patients who have HER2-low metastatic breast cancer. Again, limits on line of therapy. So it's incredibly important, if you're thinking about these trials for your patients, to explore them early, because there are always going to be limits on line of therapy. So if you use up all your therapy, they won't be eligible for the trials. We hope to see accelerated approval of sacituzumab and potentially trastuzumab DS8201 sometime in the not terribly distant future, based on the efficacy data we've already seen presented and in some cases published. There's a third ADC that's actually being tested in TNBC called ladiratuzumab. And ladiratuzumab is an ADC to LIV-1A, and its toxin is MMAE, an auristatin analog. That agent has been tested. It has some efficacy as a single agent, a little bit of neuropathy and cytopenias, some other toxicities associated with the auristatin analog. There's been some very interesting data in combination with checkpoint inhibitors. Of course, now the next wave is to combine all of these ADCs with checkpoint inhibitors and see if we can further enhance the activity. Since the antibodies have an immune effect, you can enhance the immune effect and give the chemo to enhance the sort of goose up the immune response. You know, there's a lot of reasons why those combinations might be appealing.